Hancock's would love to win a Melbourne Cup, and who knows, you might be able to be a partner in that because she is launching the Hancock's Racing Number 9 Syndicate. How are you, Shell?
Well, very well, thank you, Michael. And yeah, look, there could be a Melbourne Cup horse in here. We've got a lovely big So You Think colt out of an Almaha mare who's going to Lewis McDonald in Adelaide, and he knows all about cups too.
Well, the number 8 syndicate's got a runner in the Derby on Saturday, so that's the fun you can have if you join. Just tell us, before I ask you about your chances on Saturday, what the syndicate involves, how many horses, and how do people get involved?
Well, as the name suggests, number 9, this is the 9th of these 800 share racing clubs that we've done. It's set up with 7 horses to race for at least 3 years, and they usually tip over into a 4th year, these racing clubs. And all they really need to do is get on the web, the real web, hancox.com.au, and have a look at what's there for Hancock's Racing Number 9. But it's pretty affordable. It's only one payment of $1,400 or four $350 instalments. There's no further payment to make, and you just sit back and enjoy the ride then.
And who's going to train all of the horses?
They're all in different states. We've got a Fox Wedge filly who's with the Joseph Jones team at Canberra. There's a beautiful Street Boss, which I love, with Greg Urell at Cranbourne. We've got the So You Think in Adelaide with Leon. Lovely Nakoni colt going to Gary Portelli. There's a Smart Missile filly, a Grey Smart Missile, not the Grey Smart Missile, out of True Malt. She's going to Robbie Griffiths. We've got a horse you probably won't remember, Jabali. He was an Exceed and Excel horse who just missed out in a couple of group races, and he stood his first couple of seasons in Queensland. So we've got a Jabali colt going to Chris Munts, and there's a beautiful Star Witness filly going to Scott Brunton in Tassie. So they're spread around, and that gives people a lot of fun. But we've got 200-odd flying into Adelaide on Saturday to cheer on their runner in the Derby, and that of course is Star Missile.
Yeah, and he's a chance. He's a live chance in the race as well, because he's not far behind Declaration of Heart, Grinzinger Star, and Mr. Quickie. So he's got the form lines. Can he make the improvement to knock them off and win the Derby?
Well, I think he can, because this has been his target right from months and months back. This is the race he was being aimed at. He's sort of peaking at the right time. He didn't have much luck from a very wide gate last start in Adelaide behind Declaration of Heart. But gee, he ran well. If he'd had the run that Declaration of Heart had, it would have been very interesting. But the one thing about him, he maybe just peaked on his run with about 80 metres to go. We've always thought he would run 2,500 as this is. And one thing about him, if the track is severely rain-affected on Saturday, which it may well be, he handles it.
Well, that is a good point to make, because there is a lot of rain predicted over the weekend. So that would give you a bit more confidence as well. It's going to be a sea of pink and white at Morfordville on Saturday.
It certainly is. And I mean, there was a big cheer when he looked like he was a live chance to win 2 weeks ago at Morfordville. Of course, he got run down by Declaration of Heart, but he'll have at least 200 supporters there on Saturday. And that's the great thing about these racing clubs. I mean, people don't go into it thinking, oh, gee, I only own a 1/800th of these horses. They go in it sort of being treated as if they're the whole ownership group, and they just love it. And for a lot of people, it's just their chance to get their toe in the water and learn a lot more about racing. And we find if these people are really well looked after, and my sidekick Rod Peacock does a fabulous job at keeping them updated with emails and what have you, they go on to bigger and better things in racing. And I think that's sometimes what some of the race clubs forget, is that a very small owner can turn into a very significant owner for a long period of time.
Well, Shelley, best of luck in the South Australian Derby on Saturday with Star Missile, and enjoy the day with all your owners. And if anyone out there wants to get involved, contact Hancock's Racing for the number 9 syndicate. $1,400 is your entry, and then not much to pay, and there'll be a lot of fun had. Good luck, Shel.
Thank you very much, Michael.